Mem Tesom Days Mishnah. Ketzad Mezamnim. Okay, how do you say the Mezumin? Bishlosha Omer Nevorech. If you only have three people, so the Mezamin says, Nevorech Shochalnu Mishalo. Let us bench the Rabbanu Shalom. Bishlosha Vahu, if there's three besides him, there's four people, then the Mezamin says, Borchu. He says to them, to the other three, you bench the Rabbanu Shalom. Ba'asara Omer Nevorech Elokeinu. The ten people you say Nevorech Elokeinu. Ba'asara Vahu Omer Borchu. Right? And if there's ten plus him, then he turns to the other ten and he says, Borchu, you bless Hashem Elokeinu. You add Elokeinu when there's ten. Echad Asara Ve'echad Asara Ribui. And it doesn't make a difference after ten. It makes no difference if it's 10 or 10,000. You say the same Nusach. Nevorech Elokeinu or Baruch Elokeinu if there's he's one plus, well, no, you say Baruch no matter what. Once you have 11, right, according to the Mishnah, you say Baruch. If you have exactly 10, including the Mevorech, then you say Nevorech. The Mishnah, it's another day, the way the Gemara explains it, right, up until now was the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and now we're going to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yosef Glili says, "B'meya who Omer Nevorech Hashem Elokeinu," right? By 100 people, you change the nusach, and instead of saying Nevorech Elokeinu, you say Nevorech Hashem Elokeinu. B'meya v'hu Omer Baruchu, with 100 plus him, well, there was 100 besides the Nevorech, then you say Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu. B'elef who Omer Nevorech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, you add Elokei Yisrael by 1,000. The Elifahu, Omer Baruchu. By 1,000 plus him, you say again, the Lashon of Baruchu. He speaks to the other ones and says, Baruchu, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. Beribui, with 10,000, Omer Nevorech, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvos, Yoshev HaKruvim. Right? Al Hamazon Shoachalnu. Now the Mishnah just ends off the Nusach that you would say by all of them. Right? So by 10,000, if you have exactly 10,000, including the person who is the Mevorech, then you say, Nevorech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvokos Yoshev HaKruvin. And if you have 10,000 plus him, then you say, Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvokos Yoshev HaKruvin. Ki inyin shu mevorech kach ol nimachra. The way he says, that's what they answer. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvokos Yoshev HaKruvin Malam Ozen Shal Chalno. Right? So they answer, he says, Nevorech, let's say by 10, make it easier. Nevorech lelokeinu, right? And then they answer, Baruch elokeinu. Rabbi Yosef Aglili omer lefi rov hakol, hey mevorechim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, according to how many people there are, right, how many kehilos there are, that's how you change the bracha. Shenever makelos baruch elokim, Hashem imkor Yisrael, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzinu Besakneses, Echad Merubin, Echad Muakim, Omer Baruch Hu Hashem, right? Then you don't change it. Doesn't make a difference if there's 10 or 10,000. You say the same Nusach, Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you don't say Baruch Hu Hashem. In the Shul, you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach. So the end of the Mishnah really goes back on the beginning, because we already had two opinions. One opinion that says you don't change after 10. 10 and 10,000 are the same. And the second opinion in the Mishnah is that you change it every 100,000, 10,000, or whatever. And the Marsha explains why, because it always goes back to 1. You start with the ultimate 1. 10 is going back to the 1 of 10s. It's 1 unit of 10s. So that's also a 1. After that point, you have what's called 2 tens, 3 tens, 4 tens, 5 tens. You don't change the number, right? Just the amount of tens until you get to 100. Then you have a new number, Meya. That goes back to the 1 again. It's 100s, right? 1 unit of hundreds. Then again, you don't change the number again until you have 10 of them. Then you have 1,000. It's a new number. That goes back to 1 also. It's 1,000, right? Same thing. You don't change it until you have Rebu. In English, it's 10,000, right? Doesn't change the name. But in Hebrew, it does change. It's not called Seret Alafim, it's called Ribo. So it goes back to 1, 1 10,000. So each one of these units returns back to the idea of one, right? It's uniting all those things into one. So each one has a specialness to itself, and the fact that it's a new unit that reminds you of one, the oneness of the Ribono Shel Olam, where everything is united under that one. So that's why these demarcations are important or significant. In any case, so the Mishnah basically is broken up that first we have the day of Rabbi Akiva, then without saying it's Rabbi Akiva, then we have the day of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, without saying it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then the end of the Mishnah tells me that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one who said that it changes according to number, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that it remains stationary, the same exact nusach after 10. Okay. Rashi. Vishlosha vahu omer baruchu, tohabalavdi dei ikazimu, v'chein kulam. Because when you have three plus him, then there's a mezumin without him. So he says to the mezumin, baruchu es Hashem. Echad es asara ve'echad asara ribuy. Once you have 10, it makes no difference, 10 or 10,000. Kolomer, hakol shoved, all equal. Mishru'uyim lahazgur es Hashem. Once you have 10 and can mention Shem Hashem, ain't sricha mishamas. You don't have to change after that. Uvigmara parichok tani seifu v'me'evahu. But I say, right after that, it says what you say at 100 and 1,000 and 10,000. How could the Mishnah make any sense that after you have 10, you don't change, and then we say what the changes are after 10? So the Gemara explains the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and the next part is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Lefi rov hakol he mevarchim kamo, sha'omer she'eshchilet bein mea la'asara, just like there's a difference between 100 and 10, ubein mea la'elef and 100 and 1,000, ubein elef la'ribu and 1,000 and 10,000, right, so too, what's it called, as more people you get, and the more the number changes, according to the Marsha, that it's not just a multiple of the original number, but it's already a new number. I don't know what numbers after Ribui would be, right, but whatever it would be, after you get to the new number that becomes a new one, a new unit, you change the brach. And that which it said, that doesn't make a difference, 10 or 10,000, that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omer Mamatsino Vesakneses, Mshigiu Lasora, Ein Chiluk, Bein Rabin, Bein Muatim. By the Vesakneses, there's no difference between 10 and 10,000. You always say the same Nosot, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, or Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Afkan, Ein Chiluk, Hachi Moki Le Gemara. This is how the Gemara explains the mission. Okay. Okay, Tosus explains, why Taka, is there no difference in the Shul? You don't make a difference between Baruch Hu Es Hashem, or Hashem Elokei Yisrael, or if there's 10,000, or whatever, and that everybody agrees. Mashma, that everybody agrees in Shul, you say one united thing, no matter how many people there are, once you have 10. But in benching, that's where there's a machlokas. So Tosus says, because in benching, everybody's sitting together, and everybody's there, so you can count how many people there are. So you can know. But in shul, what's it called, it's very hard for the chazan to be medactic, who's walking in, who's walking out. They're not sitting together to bench where they have to stay there. People are walking in, people are walking out. So every time he has to say a new baruchu or something or whatever, he's going to have to take a look around, take a count. So by shul, since it's not a stationary number, because people are moving around, coming in and out, therefore they were misakin one after 10. You don't have to start counting and seeing if there's more people. But by benching, everybody's there. Before you bench, count how many people are there or not. Nobody's going in, nobody's going out. They're all kavua together to bench. Okay. Let's go on. Omer Shmuel, la'olam al yotzi adam es atzmo min haklal. A person should never take himself out of the cloud. Okay? Tznan. So the mission says, b'shlosha v'hu omer baruch. Right, you see, you do take yourself out of the cloud. You're telling them, you bench Hashem. You're not saying, let us bench Hashem. So you're removing yourself from the cloud. Someone says, Eima af baruchu. Right? No, there's an Indian of not being most of yourself in the cloud. Right? But if you said baruchu, that also has a mila. Because it's a tzivui. You bless Hashem is mashma, you have to do it. Nivorech sounds like, okay, let's bless Hashem. Sounds more voluntary. So Baruch Hu has a mila in the fact that it's a tzivui, right? So maybe that mila is a mila to itself, even though you're taking yourself out of the cloud, but lamaisa, you're telling them they have to do it. So that has a positive side to it and a downside to it. The same thing, Nivorech Elokeinu, right? Nivorech has a positive side, it has a negative side. Positive side is that you're including yourself, but the negative side is it sounds like it's just voluntary. So something you want to do, not something you have to do. So both of them are acceptable because each one has a downside and an upside, but still the klal is that you shouldn't remove yourself, stam, from the klal, unless there's another good reason why. Okay, over here, you're not stam taking yourself out of the klal, you're doing it because you want to make a thing that sounds like a tzivui. Okay? Mikol makom nevarich odif. And still, nevarich is odif, so Tosfos doesn't mean odif, it doesn't mean better, because this has a mila, this has a mila. Now they're equal. If they're equal, then it's better to say nevarich, because what's it called? You shouldn't take yourself out of the klal. In other words, they're equal because each one has a mila, but lamaisa, the mila of not taking yourself out of the klal, since they're equal, you could say baruch hu, and you could say nevarich. Nevarich is not a problem because it sounds like it's voluntary. So now, because it has that mila of putting yourself in the klal, that's what you should do. But it says, Rashi is not even goris, odif. That means it's acceptable. Both of them are okay. Okay. Domer of Ada Barava, Amri Beirav, Tanina. Vav Nechlokim Ad Yud. Okay, it says in the Brisa that in the Mishnah that if you have six people, you can split up until you have ten. Because now if you have six, you can split into two groups of three, and you're not changing the mezumin at all because you neither of the groups anyway had Shem Hashem. You only had six to begin with. So six, right? You, instead of benching with six, you can bench with three and three. So Mara says, I Amris Bishlama Nevorich Odif. If you hold that what should be said is nevorech, okay, that's better. Mishum hachi nechlokim. That's why you can split up three and three, because each one's going to say just nevorech. Because if you have three, you surely say nevorech, because you can't say baruch hu, you bless Hashem, because only one talking to two. There's no mezumen unless he includes himself. So there you have to include yourself. But what's it called? But if you hold that nevorech is the main thing, then six would have said Nevarech, and three are saying Nevarech. So you're not changing anything. But if you hold that Baruch Hu is better, then with six, the one who's speaking to the other five could say Baruch Hu. Right? As long as you have four or more, you say Baruch Hu. Only three exactly says Nevarech. And if Baruch Hu is better, then if you have six people, how could you split up? Right? Lechora, if you split to four and two, the two don't have a mezumen at all. The four will still say Baruch Hu, right? So you need to keep the six in order to say Baruch Hu. So if Baruch Hu will be better, you shouldn't be able to split six into three and three. You should have to keep it with six. Elolav Shmamina, Nevarich Adif Shmamina. So we learn from here that Nevarich is a better Lashon, and therefore splitting to three and three is no different than six, because even with six, you only say Nevarich, because that's the better thing to say, to include yourself. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Bryce that says the same thing. Bein Sha'omer Baruch Hu. Bein Sha'omer Nevorech. Ein Tofsin also. Either one is acceptable. And since either one is acceptable, right? In other words, Baruch Hu doesn't have a Mila because it's a Tzivui. Since either one is acceptable, now it's better to say Nevorech because you're including yourself. Okay? And if you say either one, nobody's going to grab you and say you did something wrong. So since either one is acceptable, Nevarech is better because of this side mila of not excluding yourself. V'hanakdonim tosfin osokach. But the nakdonim, the people who are medakdek, right, that's one girsa, and according to, what's it called, another girsa is hanakronim, right, the oruch says, look on the side, the girsa sa oruch v'hanakronim, right, nakronim means the people who are, what's it called, picky. The picky-yoon people, right, they'll stop you and say, no, you shouldn't say, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, you should say Nevorech, okay? The Rashi brings down, his gear says, I'm medaktik, and people who talk are medaktik and want to say things properly, they'll be tofes you, meaning that it's better, taka, to say Nevorech, to include yourself. See Rashi. Af Baruch Hu. No, al yotzias atzmo, afal pisha be'arba, hu rashai lomer l'shlosha baruchu, even though with four people, you're allowed to say to the other three, baruchu, tov lo shiomer nevarich, it's better to say nevarich, ve'al yotzias atzmo meklala mevarich, because we have another rule, that a person shouldn't take himself out of the klal. Okay, so even though mitzad benching, baruchu has a maila, but mitzad this klal of not taking yourself out of the klal, nevarich has a maila. Tanan b'shloshu v'hu omer baruchu, alma hochi odif, kolomer rabim atem, afilu eini imachem. Right? Mashu Rashi says the maila is that you, it sounds better. You're three people, you're a rabim, you don't even need me to bless Hashem. Right? Even you alone can bless Hashem. That's the maila. Tosu says the maila is that it's a tzivui. Right? That you're telling them that they should do it. Right? The baruchu adik mishum the baruchu ain't tzivui levarich es Hashem. Av a nevarich ain't willing to tilis rishus. Let's bench, right? Not a command. Af baruchu. So the Gemara says no. It doesn't mean dafka baruchu. It means also baruchu. Shapardom. It's okay to say baruchu too. Umihu tov lo lios bechlam levarichin. But there is a mila of being including yourself in the mevarichim and saying nevarich. Tanina siyata l'shmuel. And we have a mishnah that supports this. If they want to split into two groups, six have a right to do that. They want to split into two groups of three, you're allowed to. Because it's the same zimun, whether you have six or you have three and three. Adasara, klomar, v'chein zayin, v'chein ches, l'shtei chaburos, v'chein tes, l'shtei chaburos. You can split anywhere between six and nine into two groups. Five, you can't split into two groups because you have three and two. And the two don't have a mezum, right? Six, you already have two groups. And anything till ten, you can split into five and four, six and three, or whatever. But once you have ten, you can't split up because you'll lose the Shem Hashem. So then from ten, what's it called? You can't split up till you have 20. And so on. That's the next mission. Olishlosha adasora avalim hoyu asora, right? Chola aleim haskoras Hashem. Or you can split into three groups. If you have nine, you can split into three groups. Makes no difference. But once you have ten, you have haskoras Hashem. Ein nechlokim, you can't split up again. Ad shu shomes esrim until you have 20, then you can split into two groups. Vei amrs baruchu adif amayshisha nechlokim. If you hold that baruchu is the more proper thing to say, that only you can say if you have four. So how could you split into two groups if you have six? Six, you say baruchu. If you split into two groups, you're only going to be able to say nevarich. So why should you be able to split up? In the beginning, when they were six, they could have said baruchu. And now they can only say nevarich if they split into two groups. It doesn't mean you have to say baruchu, the Mishnah. It's also baruchu, masni. The chiv and the masnis and ask baruchu kamar, and since the Mishnah says both are acceptable, baruchu or nevarech, mistabra he shetov lo la'adam lios mina mevarechim. So mitzad benching, baruchu and nevarech are equal. But mitzad the separate halacha of putting yourself in the klal, that gives nevarech hamayla. Right? So again, we would think that baruchu is better mitzad benching. Kamash malon, no. Baruchu is not any better. They're equal. If they're equal, now the other klal of always including yourself takes over. The siyata de Shmuel, the girsa hachi isa, shisha ad asara, the iomras baruchu dafka, amai shisha nechlokim, elalav shmamino, af baruchu shmamino, not baruchu is adif. Rashi doesn't learn that it's adif. That nevarich is adif. He just learns that now you also can say baruchu, meaning that they're equal. If they're equal, then there's another klal of putting yourself into the cloud, which takes precedence. Okay. Tznan hasen, masnisen av baruchu kamar. We have another raya that, what's it called, that tanya nami hachi. We have another braisa that would imply that baruchu is not only baruchu, but even baruchu. They're equal. V'hanakdonim dofkonim. People who are medayik, right? They're extra, particular. Right. Al shahotzi asman haklal. Then they'll stop you if you say baruchu and say you shouldn't take yourself out of the cloud. So it's mashma from this that it's better to say nevarich. Again, according to the aruch, we're not talking about people who are particular. We're talking about people who are picayune, right? Who are a negative way, being too picky. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Ah, okay, we'll get that. Good. Good. It's a good question. What's it called? Basically, we'll see that Barov HaMadras Mel doesn't come into play till you have 10. Till 10, the difference between 6, 7, 8, or 9 is not Barovam. Rovam means more than a minion. So we'll see. When you have a minion, there is an idea of Rovam. Okay. The way you say a bracha shows if you're a Talmud Chacham or not. Imlav. If you're a Talmud Chacham or not. Ketzer. Rebbe Omer, Uvetuvo Hariz a Talmud Chacham. If you say Uvetuvo Chayinu, right? Boruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo, Uvetuvo, Uvetuvo Chayinu. In his good we live. That's a Talmud Chacham. Umituvo, but if you say mituvo from his good, harizabur. Why? Because mituvo can mean only from portion of his good, right? And what's it called? Then you have what's it called the possibility that there's other people also, right? You're mamayit the what's it called the tov of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay. We'll see the others say other reasons why mituvo is what's it called. But in any case, you say bituvo. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a plenty of good that he gives us. Not mituvo, only some of the good that he has he gives us. Omer le Abaye le Rav Dimi v'aksiv u'mibirchasecha yivorech es beis avdecha, right? La'olam, right? Pasuk says, from your blessing, bless the house of your servant forever. Omer says, b'she'ei l'shani. Now, when you're asking for something, then you don't ask for everything. Right? Then you ask for a little bit. It's not nice to ask for everything. Give us everything. Right? But when you're praising Hashem, you praise Him for everything, not just for a little bit. We don't just say, and from some of your goodness, we're thanking you. No, for all of your goodness, we're thanking you. But when you ask, I'd like some of your goodness, you don't ask for all of your goodness. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it up. The Rav Hashem says, in other words, ask me for whatever you can, ask me for everything, right? Or it says, that's by spiritual things. By spiritual things, ask for as much as you can. Right? There's no reason not to. That's already a Kiddush Hashem, to ask for a lot, right? There you can ask for everything. But when it comes to physical things, you should ask for a minimum, not ask for everything. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, bituvo chayenu harizu tamet chacham, or chayinu. Right, through his goodness we live. That's a Talmud Chacham. But uvetuvo chayim, right, harizabur. That's not a proper thing to say. In his good, there's life. But it's not, you're not including yourself. It's not your life. It's life in general. It's like the Kotzker once said. The Gemara says before that a person, when he says Shema, should be mam lech Hashem, lamala, lamata, la'arba ruchos. The Kotzker says, and don't forget to include yourself too. Right, you're not just making the Rabbanu Shalom the Melech over everything. Remember to put yourself in. Same over here. You're saying the Rabbanu Shalom is gives life. Mind to put yourself in too. Your life. Chayim. Rashi. Umituvo harizibur. Shememayit b'tagmul av shel makom. It's making look like God doesn't give it so much. The mashma dover muad. Kedei chayim. He just gives what the bare minimum. B'she'ela shayni. Shashoel shoel ta'ani al pesa. A person who's asking for something asks like a poor person standing by the door. Right, you're begging. She'eno meirim rosh lisho she'la gedola. You don't ask for a lot. That's not proper. You ask for a little bit. Harchet picho lisho kol tavoscha. The pasuk says not like that. Open your mouth wide and ask everything you want. It says that's talking about divrei Torah, not by gashmis. Chayim harei zebur dehotzi asma naklal. You're not including yourself. God gives life. No, He gives you life. So our life, with His good, we live, not just life. Nahar Balai Masne Ipcha. The Nahar Balai say just the opposite. Right? And they say Chayim is what's it called better. And Chayenu is not. Why? Rashi says Chayim Adif Shekolis Kol Boyolam. Chayenu just means our life, the people who are there benching. Chayim means everybody's life. And the Lain Halavalesil Chosok and Nahar Balai. But that's not true. That it's better to say Chayenu than to say Chayim. Even though Chayim is mashma life of everybody, right, and Chayenu is mashma only our life, it's better to include yourself than to say just in general all life. And chayenu doesn't only mean the people who are there. Chayenu means all people. So therefore it's better to say chayenu than chay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, nevoresh she'ochalnu mishalo, hay zeh talmid chacham. If you say nevoresh she'ochalnu mishalo, then that's the sign of a talmid chacham. Lemi she'ochalnu mishalo, right? Nevorech lemi she'ochalnu. Let's bless the one who we ate from, hari zeh bur. That's a bur for two reasons. One is that it sounds like there's a lot of different people. We got from this God, right? This is the one that we ate from. There's another one that somebody else ate from, whatever. L'misho chalna mishalom makes it sound like there's other ones. Or another pshat is, it sounds like you're benching the balabais. To the one who we ate from is mashma the balabais, not the Rabban Shalom. Therefore, nevoresho chalna mishalom, not l'misho chalna mishalom, makes it, in general, who everybody eats from is the Rabban Shalom. Rashi, nevoresho chalna mishalom, mashma shehu yechidi, that he's only one. Shakol ochli mishalo. Lemisho chalna mishalo mashma ruben. There's a lot. Right? Zezon is there. There's somebody who feeds this one. There's somebody who feeds the other one. We happen to get from this one. Lemisho chalna mishalo. The one specifically who fed us. Ulefitavar, mevarech is balabayis. Right? And therefore you can't mean God, because there's not more than one God. So what does he mean? He means the one who we ate from means the balabayis. So you're not benching the rabbanim from, you're benching the balabayis. Omer le rav achabre de rav lervashi. We say in the Haggadah, right, that you give a bracha, l'mi she'asa l'avoseinu v'lanu es kol ha'nisim. You say l'mi, to the one. So if it's always mashma, there's more than one, right, then why do you say l'mi? Omer lei hasam mucha milsim, man ovid nise kuchabrich. Over there it's clear that you don't mean anybody else besides the Rabban Shalom, because only the Rabban Shalom does miracles. So l'mi she'asa nisim has to mean the Rabban Shalom. But over here, when you say l'mi she'achalna mishalo, and it seems to imply that there's more than just this one, then it doesn't mean the Rabban Shalom, it means the balabais. So better to say it in a way that it's clear that it's the Rabban Shalom. Don't say l'mi. But when you're talking about miracles, then what's it called? It's clear that you're talking about the Rabban Shalom anyway, so l'mi doesn't make a difference. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, baruch she'achalna mishalo, ha'i zeh talmid chacham. If you say baruch she'achalna mishalo, you're Talmud Chacham. If you say Baruch al Hamazon she'achalnu, harei zebur. Okay? So Rashi says, Hasam mucha milsa, the maisa nisim lekalameimer merubin. You can't say there's a lot of people who do nisim. It's obviously the Rabban Shalom. Therefore, it's only one, so lemi doesn't make a difference. Tosa says that al Hamazon, why is that a bor? Because mashmi mivorech the balabayis who fed you, right? Because if it's the Rabban Shalom, why are you mentioning mazon? You get so much from the Rabban Shalom. If you're limiting it to the food that you ate, we're thanking, right, the one to whom we ate this food. Then that lechor is the balabayis. He didn't do anything more than you and give you the food. Mashenkein, if you're speaking about the Rabban Shalom, he gave you a lot more than food. Mivorech, right? Shachal mishalo, not just this food, but like, and all other times the Rabban Shalom is the one who we eat from. So if you mention this mazon, then it sounds like you're limiting it to the balabais. If you don't mention mazon, you mention in general, then you're obviously talking not about this time that I ate, but in general when we eat, we're eating from the Rabban Shalom. Amar Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, lo amrei lo begimel. That's only if there's only three. The lek Hashem Shamayim, where you didn't mention Shem Hashem. Avo basara dik Hashem Shamayim, mucha milsa. Then you could say, lemi, and you could say al hamazon, because it's clear you don't mean the balabais, because you're saying Hashem, you're mentioning Hashem's name. So then it's clear it's not the balabais. Kiddushnan, kinyan shu mavorech kach oni machro. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yosher Akruvim al hamazon shachalnu. So you see that the nusach, when you have more than 10, could be al hamazon. It's just when you only have 3, you shouldn't say al hamazon. Okay, because then you're not saying Shem Hashem, and when the same thing goes with lemi. Right? When you have less than 10 and you say Lemi, it's not clear who you're talking about. But once you have 10 and you say Hashem, or you say Elokeinu, then it's clear that what's it called that you're talking about the Rabban Shalom. Okay, Rashi. Kiddushnan al hamazon shochalnu v'loktani shochalnu mishalo. It says al hamazon shochalnu. Okay. Echad asora v'echad asora ribui ha gufa kasha. Amaisa, we just said that it makes a difference whether you have 100, 1,000, 10,000, and it says in the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference. Right? So it doesn't make a difference or not. The Mishnah goes back and forth to making a difference or not making a difference. So Mara says, Amras achadash asara vachadasara rubi, it makes no difference if it's 10 or 10,000. You always say the same thing. Alma ki adodinino, it's all the same. Vahadr ktani b'meya omer be'elef omer beribu yomer. And right after that it says what you say with 10, what you say with 100, what you say with 1,000, what you say with 10,000. So it does make a difference. Right? Omer of Yosef lokash, harab Yosef li, harab Akiva. Even though Rabbi Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Akiva don't appear till the end of the Mishnah, without mentioning them, tells you the two different opinions first, without mentioning the names, and in the end tells you who those opinions are. Disnan, Rabbi Yossi Aglil, Omer Thirov, I call him a Barchim, Shneur Makelos Barch Elokim. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Mamatsin Vesaknesis, Rabbi Akiva, High Krod, Rabbi Yossi Aglil, Ma'ovidle, what does he do with the Pasik? The Makelos Barch Hashem, Mashma, all different Kihilos, all different groups of, like we said, 10, 100, 1,000, which are called a different kehila, right? There's a kehila of 10, there's a kehila of 100, kehila of 1,000, because that's when it changes the name. You should baruch was Hashem with different makelos. What does Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk? He uses it for a different idea, as the Brisa says. Embryos, said Shira by Yamsu, Shenamra b'makelos barchu Elokim Hashem im kor Yisrael. That b'makelos barchu Elokim Hashem im kor Yisrael. Even from the makor, from the rechem, from the womb, they sang Shira to the Rabbanu Shalom. The idach min kor nafka. No, that we learn from makelos. That we learn from the word makor. That inside the womb they sang. The first part of the pasuk, though, we learn something else out of makelos, that each different kehila says a different bracha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the whole thing's going on that. The makelos that were baruch was Hashem from the rechem were those makelos of embryos. It's all one thing. Omar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, you don't change from 10 to 10,000. Ravina v'Rav Chama Barbuzi, iklu lebe reish kelusa, right? Akom Rav Chama v'komahadar abe meya. Right, so Ravina and Rav Chama Barbuzi went to the Reish Galusa, and there were a lot of people there. So Rav Chama was looking around to get 100 people together for a mezuzah, so they could say what's it called, Elokei Yisrael, instead of just Elokeinu. Omer le Ravina lo tzrichas, forget about it. You don't have to, he was looking around to try to get 100 people together. He told him, don't bother. Hachi Omer Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. You don't change the benching between 10 and 100, therefore don't look around to get 100. Okay. And Chaim's question is still a good question. L'chora is Barovam Hadras Melech. Right? So you should look around for 100. So you don't change the benching. But Barovam, do it with more people. We'll see. Omar Rava, Kiachlin Rifta Beresh Kalusa. When we used to eat bread in the house of the Resh Kalusa, there were a lot of people there. Okay? The Resh Kalusa used to have these gigantic parties, right? For hundreds of people, obviously. So Mevarchin and Gimel Gimel. So we used to split into groups of three to bench. Okay, so Mara says the Livarchu Yud Yud. Why don't you split into groups of 10, so you could say Elokeinu. Shama Reish Galusa the Ikpid. Right? No, because Reish Galusa, if we had 10, you'd have to raise your voice, and he'd be mocked that we're benching on our own. So because of the Kpeda of the Reish Galusa, we couldn't bench with 10. We had to bench in small groups of 3. So Mara says the Neifku Bebirchas of the Reish Galusa. Why don't you wait till everybody bench together, right? And bench Barovam. And bench with a minion. Right? Why'd you split up altogether? Mara says, I did the avshe kuleyam aloshami. No, because they used to bench, one person would bench for everybody, and they would listen and be yotze. That was the mezumen. Mezumen wasn't everybody benched themselves and just somebody said Rabbo Sai. The one who says Rabbo Sai benched, and everybody else listened. And they said, there's too many people, and you couldn't hear. And some people wouldn't be yotze. So, if it's a question of being Yotze or not being Yotze, you don't have to bench Mezumin, what's it called, with 10. So they split up into groups of 3, even though they could have split up into groups of 10, but then the Reish Galusa would have been mocked, but it wasn't covered for him. So as covered, they split into groups of 3, and they couldn't wait to bench with everybody because they wouldn't have heard, and they wouldn't have been Yotze. Omer Rabba Tosfo, Hani Gimel, Dekarchi Rifso Bahadei Adodi, if you have 3 people who ate together, the Kodim Chad Minayu Borech Ledate, and one of them benched by himself, wrongly. He shouldn't have done that, because he should have waited for the other two to finish and benched Mezumin. He benched on his own. But he's still sitting there, but he benched already. So inu nafkin bezimun today, they can still count him for a mezuman, even though he finished benching. They can still say rabosai nevareich, right? And because he had eaten, and even though he benched, he can still count for a mezuman. Ihu lo nafik bezimun didu, but he's not yotzei the mezuman. They're yotzei mezuman using him. Right, but since he already benched, he's not Yotzei. He's already benched without a mezumin, and he's not Yotzei the mezumin, even though he's answering. Lefisha ein zimun l'mafreya. You can't have a retroactive zimun, but you can count the guy who ate, even if he benched already, to your zimun. But he's not Yotzei with it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rafram bar Papa ikla lebei kanishta da avi gibor. Rafram bar Papa went to the shul of Avi Gibor. That was the name of the shul. Come, krob safra, and he, what's it called, read the Torah, v'omar baruch hu Hashem, and he said, baruch hu Hashem v'ishti, and he didn't say anything more. Not baruch hu Hashem ha-mavorach. V'lo omar ha-mavorach. Av shukulei alma, as everybody started yelling at him, right? Ha-mavorach, ha-mavorach. Baruch hu Hashem ha-mavorach. Omar rava, pas ye'uchma. You black, what's it called, piece of klicheres. Right? Now, he, what's it called? He told him, what are you doing? What's it called? He said, you're not doing something proper. Why are you getting involved in the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva if you say Baruch Hashem or Baruch Hashem Avorach? Everybody agrees if you say Baruch Hashem Avorach, you're Yotze. Right? Rabbi Akiva says you could just say Baruch Hashem also. And not Hamavorach. Hamavorach, you're including yourself too. Hamavorach. Baruch Hashem, you're not including yourself. So Rabbi Akiva says you could say Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says better to say Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Akiva also agrees that you could say Baruch Hu Hashem. So why are you getting mixed in the machlokas? Say something everybody agrees with. And besides that, the halakas are Rabbi Shmuel. So what are you making yourself, you know, what's it called, and getting people upset and putting yourself, your head in the machlokas? Should have said what everybody holds, and surely what everybody holds that should be done anyway. Let's see Rashi. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, the Birkas Hamazon, the Echad Asora, the Echad Asora Ribli. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, you don't change the benching. Mevorchina Talta Talta, Reish Galusa Marek Besudasa. The Reish Galusa used to make these meals extremely long. People couldn't wait till the end to bench. The Anan called Gimel the Gimel Shigamru Sudasan. We had groups of three. When they finished, we wanted to bench. Mezamdin Bekol Namuch, so we bench low. We couldn't sit there, so we wanted to learn whatever, right? We wanted to be involved in other things, not sitting there and eating for an inordinate amount of time. And then we waited till he would be mezamen. And they would bench out loud. Well, the common part of a nefku b'bracha, the Rishon was, why don't you wait? Why don't you wait to be yotzei with benching with everybody? Shamar Reish Galusa, im hoyu mezamen yud yud, if they would split into groups of 10, they'd have to raise their voice so the 10 people would hear them. The Yishma Reish Galusa would hear. The Yechro, they get upset. Shanu also Chaburu Leasmeinu Befarhesia, that we're making groups, right, of our own, right, oh, publicly. Afagadimafki Nafshayu Midei Zimun Shalaskaras Hashem. And even though the Chor, how could they do that? How could they bench with 3 when they ate with 10? Right, you're taking yourself out of the mezumen with Shem Hashem. And they wouldn't be Yotzei afterwards, because they benched already. You can't be Yotzei Mezumin Lemafreya, like we said. The guy who benched, he's not Yotzei Mezumin. So when they're going to listen to the Mezumin of the Reish Galusa, they're not Yotzei anymore. So they said a Mezumin without Shem Hashem, when they should have said it with Shem Hashem. Kinomar Rabba Tosva, the Ein Zimun Lemafreya. Afilo Hachi Nichlu Bahachi, Mishum Da'av Shekulei Alma Shayusha Mezumim Rabba, the Ein Kolam Mevarach Nishma. They had to do that because they wouldn't have been Yotzei anyway. They wouldn't be Yotzei benching. You couldn't hear. He benched by himself without a mezumen. Wrongly. Since he already benched, you can't be Yotzei retroactively with a mezumen. Pasya kli cheres. Pasya means a piece of earthenware. You black earthenware. Means you're a worthless guy. Right? What are you getting mixed up over here in Machlokas? You better should have done like Rabbi Shmuel, because even Rabbi Akiva agrees you could do like Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Hamavorach is better. Just Rabbi Akiva says you could say Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't say Baruch Hu Hashem. You have to say Hamavorach. So why don't you say what everybody agrees with? Why are you getting mixed in the machlokas? And besides that, the halachas like Rabbi Shmuel. Ela she'ein tzarech, right? You don't have to according to Rabbi Akiva, but if you do it, it's better. Oh.
Email it,
huh?
Email it,
yeah, I'll email that. So I think it's on there.